From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, a subject near and dear to my heart. Habitual, chronic lateness. I'm Luke Burbank.
Can you believe we have a segment on that today? And who is late today? Luke Burbank.
I was just getting into the character. I was just doing some research on habitual lateness.
A little method newscasting. Right. I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, November 13th, and an Andy Warhol portrait of Elizabeth Taylor is going up for auction. Yes, Elizabeth, it's true.
That's right. We don't even need to qualify that piece of audio here on the show because you know if you listen that was Elizabeth Taylor giving a weird reaction a while ago to rumors she was getting married. The news, though, this week is that a portrait of her is being sold by the actor Hugh Grant. They're going to sell it at Christie's. What's it going
to
go for?
They wanted to go for $35 million, which is a pretty good return because he bought it for only $3.5 million about 6 years ago.
Huh. It's called Liz. That's the title of the piece. It was done by Andy Warhol in 1963, and it's modeled on a still photograph from the 1960 film Butterfield 8.
I wonder if Liz Taylor might buy it herself, you think?
I don't know. Let's ask her.
Do you think she will?
coming up on the BPP, we've got other stuff for you, including the scourge of childhood. Auto-flushing toilets. It's hard enough to be potty trained. There aren't enough M&Ms in the world, though, if I was five, to make me go sit on one of these giant...
It's a big problem. I know it sounds sort of silly, but it's a huge issue for young parents, so we'll be talking about it a little bit. We'll also talk about Tom Tancredo. You know, he's running for president, and his big platform issue, immigration, with a nice little sprinkling of terrorism on top. He's got a new ad for all those Iowans out there that gets his point across. We'll just say it that way.
There's a secret story behind Tom Tancredo, which we will get to as well, something you have probably not heard anywhere else, other than NPR, that is. Also, it's Tuesday. That means new music. Get your Sony Walkman out. We've got some Duran Duran, some Boys to Men. Yes, that's going to happen. And we're also going to get today's top stories from Rachel Martin in just a moment. First, though, here is the BPP's big story.